Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
The man charged with shooting six Philadelphia police officers several years ago took the stand yesterday in his own defense. Here's KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Dressed in a pink suit, 42-year-old Maurice Hill told jurors that in the late afternoon of August 14th of 2019, he had just come home taking a shower when his dog barked, and then he immediately heard gunshots and thought intruders were trying to rob him. He said his adrenaline started pumping and he fired back with an AR-15 rifle. He said the house was dark, gunfire knocking chunks out of the wall. He repeatedly told jurors that he was scared for his life and thought he was going to die. He said he never heard police announce themselves, but eventually heard a police radio, saw officers running on the street, and began watching TV news, realizing it was the police. Hill said officers continued to shoot into the house, so he dove behind a couch and decided not to surrender, and instead call his family, crying, saying he didn't know what he was going to do. His sister, he said, told him to turn himself in, but he said he thought the police would try and kill him. Hill said eventually the commissioner at the time, Richard Ross, called him and told him to come out, and that's when he said he wanted to talk to his attorney, Chaka Johnson, who told him he would call Larry, meaning DA Larry Krasner. Hill said when Johnson got there, he eventually came out of the house waving a white t-shirt and was taken into police custody. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Hill's testimony continues this morning with more from the defense, and then the prosecution will cross-examine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.